That was the latest from Once a Pine, which is the an iteration of the Florals, and we'll talk a little bit more about that with some of our live performers. But first, it's a pleasure to welcome from a record label out of Springfield, Ohio, Pop Tech Records. Are you the president?
I'm the president, the CFO, the CEO, the fraud prevention. Publicity,
stuffer of envelopes, sweeping up on your way out. It's Andy Ingram. Thanks for being here, by the way.
Thank you for inviting us.
There's a pretty cool two-day ARC event that gets underway in Springfield this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's not just music. There's way more to it. But tell us a little bit about what's coming.
So the two-day event is called A Lot Fest. It's being put on by the Springfield Visit Greater Springfield Visitors Bureau, along with Mother Stewart's Brewery and Hatch Artist Studios. So over the 2 days, it encompasses the Pop Tech Showcase, which happened Friday night, the jazz band that happens, they'll be playing Mother Stewart's on Friday night later. Also, the opening of the summer market in Springfield.
The farmer's market that'll go all the way through September, I think.
Yeah, it opens up Saturday at 9 a.m. And then at Mother Stewart's Brewery on Saturday night, well, actually starting Saturday evening, 5 o'clock to 11, is the Emure Aberration. No, actually, I said that wrong. Aberration Ignite Festival. So Once a Pine and April and June will be playing that. Aberration, it's like a multiple event festival. It's been going on for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Brenna can speak more about that. Yeah, that's going on. Salvador Ross is playing that as
I love that band.
Saturday night.
I love that band. Well, I love most local bands. We have a richness around here, don't we?
Yeah. And you're very supportive about that. So
well,
thank you.
It's just like, you know, when you can play your friends and neighbors, it's like just a whole different level of connection.
And it's good.
Yeah.
And for the size of town that Dayton, Springfield, and the surrounding areas are, there's a lot of good music.
There's a lot. See that shelf over against the wall over there to your right? That's all local music.
Wow.
Every single one
Impressive.
Of them. It's like floor to ceiling,
and
we need more shelves. Yeah. I know. Tag people.
Yeah.
Tag all the local artists. It is A Lot Fest this weekend. We're going to talk more with Andrew because I have some questions for you, Andy.
And I have some for you.
And that's going to happen at the end. Andy and I are going to interview each other because what we realize is though we are, I think, mutually fans of each other's work, we really don't know each other at all.
Right.
That's going to be not true anymore by the time we're all done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be best friends.
We're going to be best friends. We're going to ask the questions that you ask in order to become someone's best friend.
Yeah.
But that's at the very end. It is my pleasure to go now to live in studio with a room full of artists, musicians standing by. And we'll start, before it's all done, we'll get to Christopher Palacios from Second Best, also Brenna Myers of the Florals, but also her new band, Once a Pine. We'll get a little taste of that. And identical twin sisters. You are identical, aren't you? You are identical? You look, I don't have my glasses on from here, but you all look identical twins to me from here. Kristen and Morgan Howell, who go by April and June. We'll hear from them as well. But we'll start with a friend of mine, and I just know him to be one of the most awesome musical souls in the Gem City, and I've known him for a long time, Joe Anderl. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. So pleased you could come today. When you had a few records out as a solo artist, and you also started a band called the 1984 Draft.
Yeah, I think we're 8 or 9 years in on that one now.
Is it almost really a decade?
It really is.
So why
we've been slowly adding members along the way though. It was a 2-piece, and then it was a 3-piece, and now we're fully up to 4.
So why the name? Why the 1984 Draft? Was that a big year for you?
It really was. The 1984 Draft was the only NFL football draft where two Nebraska Cornhuskers were drafted number 1 and 2. My whole family is originally from the Omaha area, so I was born and raised a Cornhusker fan. So I wanted to pay a little bit of homage to that with the name of the band.
Wow. Well, thank you, and I will never think of your band name the same. I thought maybe you graduated, I don't know, but something big, but it was this amazing place of your birth. It was a hometown pride.
Well, I've actually never lived there. That's the funniest part. I'm a Cornhusker fan by default and blood, I guess.
It's in your blood. It's in your corn.
My corn.
Joe Anderle, I'm just a big fan. Thank you for agreeing to come in and talk with us today. You'll be there with the whole band. How many members now?
Well, actually, we're only going to be a three-piece on Friday night. The other guitar player is going to Nelsonville, so we totally forgive him for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
That's going to be a great show. But
what a
richness.
There's four
of us. Yeah. There's four of us.
Right on.
So, you know, we love doing what we get to do. Got a new record coming out on Pop Tech here in the next month or two. So pretty excited about that.
And it sounds great.
Aw.
It's really exciting to release that.
And is it poptech.com? Is it as straightforward as that?
Yeah, it's spelled with a K, though.
P-O-P-T-E-K.
Right.
Pop Tech. P-O-P-T-E-K.com. And you can keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening out of this very cool, vibrant label based in Springfield, Ohio. Joe, will you let us give us a little sample of your wares?
Yeah, the song's called Lisbon Falls, and it's actually the last song on our new record, Makes Good Choices. All my calls, I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Holding all my calls, I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Calls, I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Here is the story that I never knew to tell. Red, white, and blue, that morning sun. I'll ask forgiveness for that damage we've all done. Rolling hills, white mountain sun. I'm holding all my calls. I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Calls, I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Take my medication of fresh air and fallen trees, summer breeze, that sweet release. To these hills I will surrender all my past securities. Open eyes far as my heart can see. I'm holding all my calls. I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. I'm holding all my calls. Till Lisbon falls once again. I'm holding all my calls. I'll wait till Lisbon falls once again. Here ends the story. We must all live free or die. We're left perfect in our Father's eyes.
I love the angelic organ on that.
It's my phone.
It's your phone. See what we can do now?
I didn't even know I could do that until about 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, I show up to practice. I was like, guys, plug my phone in.
Check this out.
Sounds like we have a keyboard player. It's our fifth member. His name's Leon.
Leon. Call him Casio. And he's Joe Anderl of the 1984 Draft, one of the many bands, a part of the Pop Tech Showcase Friday night up in Springfield. All of it a part of the A Lot Fest, which celebrates some of the cool offerings in our neighbor just up the road, Springfield, Ohio. Search A Lot Fest, and it's just like you'd think, it's spelled A-L-O-T-F-E-S-T on Facebook. Put yourself to poptech.com to find out more about some of these artists. We've got PopTech's president, CEO, and all-around handyman in the studio, and several representations of their offerings. We'll move on to Christopher Palacis, who... You're in the band Second Best, and
he also plays with XL427 when I can get him to agree to it.
And Andy needs his other moniker, which is Puppet Master, so we need to include that as well.
Write that down.
I don't embrace that nickname. You know I don't like Metallica.
Puppet Master. something I didn't know. I enjoyed the music you sent along from your band Second Best. But you're a physicist.
Yeah, I'm a sensor designer at Xylem, or formerly YSI.
Right.
So I've been here for about 10 years doing that.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
A townie.
Townie, that's right.
And then also, in addition to your awesome towniness and large brain, you're not just brains. You also have like some swagger, some looks. You know, you host a fashion blog called Ask the Greek God of Style.
Yeah, and we a caveat there that it's a satirical fashion blog.
Oh, okay.
So, read it with a big grain of salt.
Large, ginormous.
Well, the satire is that you totally believe what you're writing. Those are your opinions, and your fashion opinions are completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you just search.
It's ridiculous.
If you just search Ask the Greek God of Style, you're likely to...
You'll get
there.
Some great advice.
What's the latest? What's your most recent blog entry?
Well, the latest one is not released, which we actually tried to end the blog with. I was in Italy and thought, what a better time to just have Greek God of Style fade into the Italian landscape. And so that one hasn't been released yet, but hopefully
I'm refusing to release
Andy
it.
Andy will release
you can't,
it.
You can't kill off Greek gods.
He makes a point.
If mythology has taught you anything, it's that.
He keeps reeling me back in.
It's Christopher Palacis. What fraction of the band Second Best are you? How many more members are in this band?
It's myself,
yes.
And Andy.
Half.
Yeah, and then yeah. And Brenna's playing bass at for us at two shows coming up.
Brenna of the Florals, and now of Once a Pine. We will get to that. But first, Christopher Palacis of the band Second Best, a part of the soiree up in Springfield this weekend. Will you play us a tune?
I will. Thanks. Drown away.
Christopher Palacios of the band Second Best. Why Second Best? Why Second Best?
Well, you know, all the songs are pretty moody and sad, and seems pretty fitting.
But, I'm singing with just almost. We're just almost there. Yeah. Second Best, yeah. One of the fabulous offerings on Pop Tech Records out of Springfield, Ohio, and one of the fabulous offerings at the Allot Fest in Springfield this Friday and Saturday night. There's a Pop Tech showcase on the Friday, is that right?
Yes, 7 to 9.
7 to 9, and what is the venue?
The Hatch Artist Studios will be on the third floor in the Hatch New Media Studio. It's in downtown Springfield, shares a parking lot with Mother Stewart's Brewery.
Wonderful.
And we'll have Second Best will be opening. OK Linden will be coming up from Cincinnati, and then the 84 Drafter will be playing.
And it says here, Christopher, that you're releasing a cassette.
Yeah, we'll have a cassette release at the fest.
There's a market for those.
Cannot be.
So I've been told. Andy's promised me there's a market for this. So
is it because of the older cars that we all drive around that still have cassette decks?
Yes.
Because who has a cassette deck in their home?
You know, I have one.
No, you don't.
I do. And it's a double.
So you can dub.
You can dub. That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. So a cassette, we always say CD release. It's a cassette debut at the showcase.
But we also did a digital release as well. So where can we be found, Andy?
It's available everywhere.
At all your finer.
Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah. If you actually want to pay money for it, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.
Which would be nice, because then, you know, you pay the artist a little.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It would be nice. Pop Tech Records says so. Nikki Dakota in studio with a slice of some of the awesome that's going down in Springfield this weekend. We'll move to Brenna Myers, who's a friend of the show. And Brenna is part of the band The Florals. And I have to say, I did not understand with this three-song situation here that says The Florals are dead now.
They're dead now.
I didn't get that. Somehow I managed not to take that into my brain.
Alex and I, because Florals are a two-piece. Well, we're
right.
Rest in peace. He's working on some stuff too. We have no idea when it'll be done. I've recorded him and I started mixing, and we're still doing vocals and stuff. So, I mean, it's true Florals fashion. So I'm not releasing anything soon, probably.
Yeah.
But I have a demo CD, and maybe he'll have some stuff out soon under, we think, Mary Kate and Trashly will be Alex's.
Which is, he keeps trying to change the name, but that name
that
is so perfect.
Good.
But we love that one. And his songs, he's got some great songs. They're a minute long. I love them.
Oh, wow.
Very good. His motto is really just, that's punk. So it's wonderful. So
and he's moved
on that.
To Cincinnati is the reason, you know, but so just the
and he's been playing with a bunch of bands down there as well, so you can find him everywhere.
Wonderful. Say his name for us again.
That's Alexander Scalia, or under Wolfbomb Creative. So that's his graphic design name. So
right on.
Find him for design work.
Well, I hope his ears are burning. And thanks for a couple of cool releases. I really enjoyed them. And you're now setting forth under the moniker Once a Pine.
Yes.
Until Andy actually told me where that came from.
Where that came from.
So
yeah, so
sweet.
when I was a little kid, when we'd go around the dinner table telling stories, I was, you know, not intelligent enough to know that it was once upon a time, because I was five, so.
That's not intelligent.
So,
no,
so
no, no.
It's Once a Pine.
Once a Pine.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, I mean, I wasn't a very smart five-year-old.
Once
a, so,
no, but that has nothing to do with smartness. It's just like what you hear, right? You know, I had a friend whose small children thought that all DVDs, all movies that you might watch, started with "How about?" Because they decided they were going to watch something. She said, "How about Popeye? How about da da da?" So she thought,
"It's just how about?
It's how about? Let's watch how about such whatever."
Kids, man.
So see, it's not. No, it's actually this kind of smartness. So
no, I love it.
I do too. Once a Pine, the new offering from Brenna Myers, and of course, please do avail yourself of the fine offerings from the Florals, past and maybe future, all on Pop Tech Records. And Brenna, you're going to be joined by one of the members of April and June.
Yeah, so like and I'm playing with Chris and Andy. We're all in each other's bands or play with each other. So Kristen of April and June plays drums and Once a Pine and also does harmonies. So she'll be joining me.
But we'll see how well I do harmonies without the drums.
That's true.
Well, that's funny.
I don't know how she does it. She plays drums and sings
and
harmonies.
That's hard.
It is.
I mean, it's hard to do either of those.
Right.
Combine them.
Right now,
well, you can air drum.
She's
going to air drum.
Yeah. She's got nothing in her hands. We'll see. We'll take a little video and put it up on later.
There you go.
It is Brenna Myers with a little help from, you're Kristen, right?
That's
Kristen
correct.
And Morgan from Kristen of April and June. And we'll get to them before it's all said and done. But let's hear a little Brenna. Well, go ahead.
Some days I wake up thinking, did what I just see really happen? 'Cause I saw you walking and you were talking. You could remember my name and you were dancing just just dreaming again, and I can see you and everything ended. Some days I walk in
Once a Pine on 91.3 WYSO. Once Upon a Pine. So sweet. Once a Pine, the new effort from Brenna Myers, a little help from Kristen Howell, who is in studio with her twin sitter.
She does have to watch me.
That's funny. You are your sister's keeper. We both are. Kristen and Morgan Howell, and together they are April and June. And tell us a little bit about how, well, that you found Pop Tech Records. I know how you found each other. Okay, that was awesome.
I know.
You guys both laughed, took a break, and said simultaneously. Beautiful.
We found Pop Tech Records through Brenna. She just always gets us some really good connections, and we've been playing music together since we were in high school through various high school bands. And yeah, so we're just kind of in a circle of friends that are always playing music together.
Wonderful. So it took me a really long time to put together April and June. There's, you know, you can be named months, you know, but you don't hear a lot of, you know, Octobers. You'll get an August. There's certainly June, but I don't know, January Jones. But I like it. Tell me a little bit about how you came together as just a duo. I mean, your life must be one long band practice.
Yes, essentially. we've been playing music together, obviously, since we both showed initiative and interest in developing our musical skills. And when we went to Ohio State, we decided we wanted to start pursuing more of songwriting and doing different genres. And we had been working on just like one original song, and there was some kind of open mic or something that we wanted to play at, really spur of the moment. And we didn't have a band name. We didn't even know what it was. We just had like this one acoustic song that we wrote together. And looking at a calendar in our dorm room.
Actually, I was in a psychology of judgment and decision making, and ironically,
oh yes, that's
could
what
not
it was.
Think of what to decide on. I
that's
just
great.
Randomly was like, 2 months. There we go. Done. Let's go,
and we usually don't even play shows in May.
I was going to say, you know, so what happened to May?
We just skipped it. We usually skip it on performances too, but you know, here we are.
Here we are. Well, I'm pleased you're here. Thank you so much for coming in. You're known as the duo April and June. It's Kristen and Morgan Howell who are just another aspect of the bouquet of awesome that blooms out of Pop Tech Records in Springfield, Ohio. If you would, go ahead and play us a tune.
All right, thank you.
This is called Wait Up For You.
Nay, polish chipping, but I don't care. Of my hair. You say it's fine that we've all been there. Then why am I pulling out locks of my hair? If I'm in my prime, why am I so scared? A 20-something baby with old woman fears. But if you wanna stay, I'd wait up for you. Put on the coffee, put on the tunes. If you wanted to stay, I'd wait up for you. Set up the bed, put on the news. If you wanted to stay, I'd wait up for you. Put on the coffee, put on the tunes. If you wanted to stay, I'd wait up for you. Set up the bed. I can't stay. So I'll
late at night when my head's a mess saying that I ain't feeling right.
It's April and June, the Howell Sisters live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO, a part of the A Lot Fest this Friday and Saturday up in Springfield. So a long time ago, I used to struggle to describe, you know, when related vocal cords sing together, you know, that DNA, something happens. I used to, like, waste a lot of words about it. Someone called up and I was like, Nikki, it's called blood harmony. Blood harmony. So do you ever, in as much as the listener can perceive it, like there's almost like an emergent property, do you feel that when you're singing?
Yeah, sometimes. sometimes there's like one note or I guess like chord when you hit it together. Yeah. You're just like, whoa, that sounded really good. And sometimes there's not.
Yeah. Kind of like
love
life.
Singing together.
Yeah. You got your first... the debut's coming out, right?
Yes.
Is another thing that depends on me.
yeah, your name is here.
It's just like Annie and Chris's other record. It's just like my record. It's just like April and June's, and it's just like Mary Kate and Trashley. So I got four albums to record, and
Brenna is in charge.
What are you doing here? Get busy.
The beautiful thing is that Pop Tech just kind of runs slow. So
very
right. That, you know, that's slow right. And steady.
No
slow
pressure.
And steady.
I think we recorded Bristol Babes. I don't know. Sometime last
year. We got that one.
We've got it here.
That's
ready
what you
to.
Got there and
yeah, we got that one.
It hasn't gone anywhere. I don't think
it's about to go out over the air.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
You want to tell us a little something about it, and then we'll be back in studio with Andy Ingram. How about this tune?
Bristol Babes is something I wrote in Serbia a few years ago. We were traveling for about 2 months together with a friend. And we were in Bristol, England. That was our first stop on the trip, and Serbia was our last stop, and it was sort of just a retrospect, thinking about our time there and how cool everybody seemed.
Aww.
So that's pretty much all it is.
Right on. So this is the broadcast debut, right?
That's correct.
I love it. April and June, watch for them on Pop Tech Records, poptech.com, for all information about this wonderful, wonderful fountain of musical greatness from right here in our Miami Valley. We'll be back in studio with the PopTech's president, CEO, and puppet master, Andy Ingram, after this, April and June. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks.
Bristol babies in the city, feeling lit and feeling light. In Bristol babies smoking ciggies with painted lips and cat eyes. She said, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel like things, they're gonna happen now. Bristol babies mocking Banksy and painting pictures on the walls. And Bristol babies sip beer in the streets and photograph it. Oh, she said, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel like things are gonna happen now. Beautiful. Oh, Bristol babies, and beautiful. Oh, Bristol babies, and beautiful. Oh, Bristol babies, and beautiful. Oh. Babies, you and I, we're Bristol babes.
Very nice. That is a slice of a little bit of the Ghost of Christmas Future. As we look forward to that coming out on PopTech Records. That's April and June with some wonderful help from Brenna Myers of The Florals and Once a Pine. Big thanks to everyone who played today. We're back in studio with the principal, the president, the CFO, the all-around, if it needs done, he will eventually, if not immediately, get it done, Andy Ingram. So we've agreed, because I don't know you, not really.
Right.
I mean, I know of you, I know your work, I read your emails, and we interact, but we don't know each other, really.
Yeah, the person.
The person. So I wanted to say, first of all, when did you start PopTech Records?
I believe I started in 2003. I was living in Seattle at the time. We'd recorded the second Richley record. It hadn't been released yet. And then myself, the piano player, and the guitarist all moved to Seattle and abandoned Mike Richley.
I see. but you were from Springfield, and then you
Dayton.
Went there, and then came from Dayton.
Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah, I've lived in Dayton most of my life. I've been in Springfield the last 4 or 5 years.
So 15 years ago, this got underway.
Yeah, it's a long time.
What made you think 15 years ago that you could start a record label?
Well, the funny thing is that I believe Mike was visiting Seattle when we had this conversation. It was his idea.
Mike
Richley, mm-hmm. From the I play drums in Richley as one of the other bands on PopTech. He came out to Seattle. We were just hanging out, and he said, I think you should start a record label. And I thought he was ridiculous at the time. Like, I didn't give him any credence. Well, Mike is a good enough friend. Like, I'll listen to anything he'll say.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a desire of mine. And then a week later, it just made sense. Because we'd sent that album out to a few record labels, really didn't get a reaction. And the one positive reaction we got basically said, you basically have to create your own scene before established record labels will want anything to do with you, because they're just not going to do the groundwork.
Right, you have to have like shown some proving, I guess, of some kind. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I started it with the Richly record. It was the second one, but the first one for Pop Tech. And then while I was living in Seattle, I met Graham Travis, so we released his record. And then I moved back and met Chris in at Dingleberry's, met Wake Up Mordecai at a Bible study, met Jill and Micah at church, and Chris Plasis at church, and met Brenna Myers.
Look at all these musicians.
Yeah.
That need a... So they say you needed to create a scene in order to do it, and like, they may have meant it for your own band, maybe?
Right.
But you ended up with the label creating a scene with all these artists.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't really go looking for people that wrote songs, but I just ended up meeting a lot of people that write really good songs. And like the aesthetic of Pop Tech is very heavy towards melody and big choruses and catchy lines.
But that's not like you say that as a requirement. It just seems to be those that were gathered to this beacon.
Right, right. Hmm. So it happened very, very naturally, and it's turned into a series of great friendships.
I bet.
Like we Chris and I had an interview with Don Thrasher this week, and we were just talking about I think the friendship that developed on Pop Tech, and we had a house show down the street on 68 last month or 2 months ago. And it was really cool to see like Jill and Micah were there. They weren't playing, but they're just hanging out with friends. And Micah was singing Brenna's songs and Chris's songs and requesting songs. And I love the friendship. Yeah. So
you really did. You made a scene.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Don't make a scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Or do make a scene. Poptech.com is the window into this scene. Spelled P-O-P-T-E-K. That's sort of like... I don't know how to give an easy way to remember that.
It's a mashup of pop and the old Sovtek amps.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The Russian amps.
Oh, now see, now I have a chance to be able to like put a... Yeah, Pop Tech.
I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but it stuck. So.
It's good. I like it. And as I told you, I commonly have a verbal sort of dyslexia. And so half the time I'll say, on Pep Talk Records, I mean Pop Tech. But P-O-P-T-E-K.
Yeah, that's Brenna's fault for writing a song called Pop Tech. Or Pep Talk. I did it too.
See? We're in studio. We only have 4 minutes left. So if you have a question, you better get on it.
Well, a lot of my deepest friendships and strongest friendships, there's a bonding over music. So I hear that you used to play in a band in Cincinnati.
I did.
What was the name of that band?
We were called Plow On Boy.
All right.
I was in that band. I was a songwriter, lead singer, played rhythm guitar, had three just fabulously talented gentlemen behind me. All I can say is just don't date the drummer is really the information that I could, that my insight.
I am the drummer.
Dang it. Not you. You were probably wonderful to date. But just don't date the drummer. It was really my whole life was geared toward that. I was definitely going to be a rock star. That was my fate. And then I was at WNKU for 12 years. They hired me off the street when I came on as a nervous guest that manifested in me being quite chatty. And when we finished, Dan Reed, who now works at XPN in Philadelphia, put down the faders and was like, you need to be in radio. And I'm like, how do you do that? And they trained me and hired me. And then 12 years on, back in 02, YSO called, said, you should come work for us. And I said, that sounds cool. And here I am.
You're so good at interviews. That was going to be my next question.
Well, let me tell you, I used to worry a lot about interviews. I don't worry anymore. I used to read a whole bunch of stuff. I still read. I still try to be, you know, parlant in whatever the subject or person is. I realized, and I stole this from Terry Gross, that you don't have to ask questions. You just set a scene. You just say something like, so you were raised by wolves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The open-ended question.
You haven't asked anything at all. You just made a statement that you know about them. And then the other thing I got from Susan Stamberg, who was, I happened to overhear this training thing that she had about interviewing. She said, don't be afraid to ask the obvious question. And then it cuts to her talking to Leonard Bernstein, the famous conductor. Mm-hmm. And she says, don't your arms get tired? That's my whole interviewing technique in a nutshell. And just listen. Just listen to what people are saying. Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous?
Not anymore.
All right.
I used to.
Because being live on the air definitely makes me nervous.
You know what's funny is that I used to not be nervous to get on stage and perform in my band, mm-hmm. but was a little bit nervous about radio. It's exactly the opposite. I really don't play anymore at all. My daughter has taken on that mantle, but I just don't play. And I did a benefit for a bunch of Dylan songs for Benefit Stivers, and I was never more nervous. It was very strange. Yeah. And I'm just not nervous at all. Because here's the deal. No one's going to die. No one's even going to bleed. Like, the worst thing you do, which would even be like saying a profanity, something like that. Everyone's still okay.
How big are the FCC fines for some of those profanities?
Well, I don't know.
All right, you don't have to pay them.
They're
not docked out of your paycheck.
It probably would be. But I only got into a couple troubles about a decade ago here, and it was in the songs. I never said it. It didn't come out of my mouth. Look at that. We got 20 seconds, and we're joining Terry Gross in Fresh Air. Well, we'll have to do this again.
All right.
Andy Ingram, Pop Tech Records. That's poptek.com. You can go there and find out about A Lot Fest, which gets underway this Friday and Saturday. Thanks to all of our guests. Just a delight to have had you and to perform. And we're out of time on 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. Look at that.